Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome here. And we are now, it is the end or approaching the end of the farmers market. You had community night last night, your final one coming up next Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. So we've had a nice season so far, so good this year. It's just been a great opportunity to continue to grow the market. So I'm really proud of thinking back to 6 years ago, what the market looked like then, even just last year, how it's grown. It's been so nice to see a lot more families coming down with the Iowa PBS Kids activities. We continue to have our monthly themed events. We continue to have new vendors. We just had a new one last night. And so it's just really growing and continues to grow. It's a great opportunity for the community to come out and gather and get that local seasonal produce, the baked goods, the handcrafted items, but also the habit forming of coming downtown and shopping and dining locally, coming out and just being outside and the community gathering space that it provides every week. And so it's fun to get to know the vendors. It's fun to see familiar faces of shoppers that come down every single week. So I'm just really proud of how we've grown that over the years and how it continues to be a great place for the community to gather.
Absolutely. No, it is a great thing. It's been fun for me to see my first slew of the season. Obviously, you know, you've had your fun Iowa PBS days, you've had your back to school nights.
Yeah.
And so a really good turnout. And so just thank you to you and the chamber.
Yeah. Yeah. And thanks for everyone for coming out. We'll just have one more market of the season. So if you missed out, make sure to mark it on your calendar for next Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m. right downtown 2nd Street between Warford and Willis Avenue. And then we'll be doing some surveys. So, you know, if you've got any suggestions or requests for new vendors or new activities, we're always open to that. We've used that in the past to kind of help continue to grow it. And so it's just nice to get that feedback, how often people are coming out, how much they're spending, what else they're doing while they're downtown. It's just a fun to gauge that instead of just anecdotally, because there's really some nights so hard to tell how many people are downtown because they're coming and going and they're lingering and all of that. So we try to keep a count, but it's really difficult. So really appreciate in advance the feedback that we get from those surveys. And then kind of by popular demand, we will have a fall market in October. It will be on a Saturday, October 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the McCreary Rec Center. So that's a chance, you know, regardless of the weather, we can host it. There's still plenty of produce and veggies and pumpkins and squash, and then lots of those handcrafted items that kind of help get you started for thinking about the holidays and things. So we've done that for a couple of years now. We started at the library. We've shifted to the rec center now to have more space. It's been really well received to kind of have that one last chance to stock up on eggs and microgreens and the pumpkins and squash and some of the winter items as well. So looking forward to that being the final farmers market after we get through our regular summer season next Thursday.
One more in store there from Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. Well, speaking of October, spooktacular. That's coming up too.
Yep. So we go right into the next thing as always. So we are just trying to get the word out there. Save the date for Friday, October 25th. We've already gotten questions as to when Spooktacular and Beggar's Night is, and we've been sticking with the last Friday of October for a couple years now. So just reiterating that, getting the word out that the last Friday of October is the 25th. It's the earliest it could possibly be. So I know we'll get some feedback. Why isn't it on the 30th? Why isn't it on the 31st? But it's worked really well for us to have it on the last Friday of October. It wouldn't be as successful of an event that it is without all of the businesses and organizations coming out to provide the free candy for the families that come out. So in order to have a successful event, to have so many people handing out candy, that is what we have found works best, to have that, you know, end of day, end of week, getting all the businesses out and community organizations. And then this year, the city decided to continue to do that for Beggar's Night to be the same night. So we'll have Downtown Spooktacular 4 to 6 on that Friday, October 25th. And then over at Dallas County Hospital, they'll have their Safe and Healthy Halloween as well, 5 to 6:30. And then 6 to 8 is Beggar's Night with other, you know, activities and things going on that week before and after for Halloween.
Awesome. And okay, so that kind of, you know, takes care of more of the chamber side of things. But there are a lot of community events going on. Specifically, want to highlight, of course, homecoming for Perry. Got the football game tonight as the Blue Jays are hosting the Storm Lake Tornadoes. And so that's going on. So make sure you come out to that. And King and Queen were announced on Wednesday. So that was pretty exciting. And then, so yeah, you get the dance coming up tomorrow.
Yep. So it's always a fun week to have homecoming week. So packed with different activities, both on the sporting side, but then, you know, volunteer day and the community aspect of it. And so that's nice to see that wrapped up. It's not fall until it's homecoming week, right?
Right.
So fun that that's going on, and lots of different member organizations hosting different activities. So the Elks will have their All Wheels Car Show tomorrow. Perry Boy Scouts will have a pancake fundraiser on Sunday. Next weekend, the Mobile Food Pantry will be at Crossroads. And then Art on the Prairie will be hosting the 10th Annual Art Harvest Tour. That's a self-guided tour on an 80-mile loop, so including Perry, but then other communities north. So Woodward, Boone, Ogden, all the way up to Ames, over to Jefferson. And two of our member businesses will be participating in that. So Betsy Peterson Designs and Mary Rose Collective will be two of the 11 studios presenting six of the 11 artists that will be part of it. Six of the 25 artists on there. And so just a fun activity for the fall. And then October will be here before we know it. And save the date, Wednesday, October 2nd at 5 p.m. Hometown Heritage will be unveiling the newest addition for the Wall of Witnesses. So lots to look forward to as far as different activities, fall activities, annual events that are coming up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for the reminder of that. So yeah, October 2nd, 5 o'clock at Hotel Patti, of course. Hometown Heritage unveiling the recipient. Yeah, looking forward to that. And like you said, all the different great activities going on here in the Perry community. And, you know, even though it's slowed down, Lindsay, always managing to keep you busy.
Yep, there's always something going on. We're coming up on our end of year, so doing all the fun budget stuff and getting ready for membership renewal. We'll talk soon about nominations for new board members, and then we will start going strong for BRRRR planning here very soon. So October 1st is our kickoff for when registration opens for that officially. So it never ends. We've always got something either coming up right away or planning. A lot of things take time to plan and be successful. So we've always got something working on.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, there you go. There's your little teaser. And that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we will see ya. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.